Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Untouched, so that when she returns home, this is her father, God bless him, so that when she returns home, she can get right back into the car. You know, this woman would have aged now, 25, 28 years. That's how the parents are holding on every day, counting the days that she's been gone and really believing she's going to be back. You could see it in their faces, like wanting to, holding on to that hope that much. And that's tough. But how can you tell them they've got to move on when that's their baby out there, you know, with no answers? You can't tell them that. You can't tell them how to deal with this and cope. That is their way of coping.
Yeah, they've been defrauded in the past, right? Like, I'm reading, like, I don't know if this was covered in the documentary, but
the Bradleys?
Yeah.
I'm sure people trying to...
Yeah, like a self-proclaimed Navy SEAL reached out to them, and they sent this person $210,000.
Look at that. Taking advantage of the...
They're seizing on their emotions. You see that a lot on lower levels, but that is awful. That is... terrible.
I hope the FBI has helped, that family not, you know, you have to tell the family, well, guys, you're going to have people coming at you, but I would hope the FBI has helped them with trying to track down that, because that's to lose that much money, to be taken advantage of in that way, and what you're being taken advantage of, the reason for it, because of your want to holding on to hope that your baby, your child is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Yeah. She was declared legally dead in 2010. 12 years later, so, and then, but there's this documentary, and like, usually what tends to happen is that it renews sort of the interest and
documentary with the FBI in it saying, hey, right, this case is still open, we'd love for your information if you remember anything. We're talking about 97 98, but 98, if you remember anything, come on. So it's to your point, yes, the documentary, the interest, but the FBI is still saying, give us tips if you know anything about it.
We have some conference realignment.
Yes,
news.
You do.
And it's huge.
Oh my god.
We're going to get to it when we come back. And it does involve the University of Memphis. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Well, we started this show by talking about the American and its rebranding. And we're going to get into the third hour of the show by discussing potential conference changes. Although I think I might be overselling that when I say that. Ross Dellinger reported just minutes ago from, I believe, Yahoo Sports, that Memphis has made a $200 million offer to get into the Big 12. They have offered the Big 12 $200 million in a bunch of different forms for them to be allowed into the league. We'll start by saying that Ross Dellinger does not believe that the proposition has the necessary support. So that's the first thing. It's $200 million. It's lucrative. It's serious enough that the league presidents did meet today on it. But it sounds like it does not have the support from the presidents. Hundreds of millions of dollars in sponsorship commitments to the Big 12 from Memphis-affiliated corporate partners, as well as the school not taking revenue distribution from the league for at least 5 years. That's similar to the SMU deal in the ACC. I don't think they offered as much in terms of the offer.
They didn't arrange millions in sponsorships for the ACC as Memphis is doing for the Big 12.
But they did forego the payouts for, I think, 10 years is what it was, something like that. Multiple sources told Yahoo under the condition of anonymity about the proposal, which is the latest and most serious chapter in the school's effort to move out of the American and into the one of the four autonomy leagues. Bill Hargrave, Memphis president, has spent at least 14 months visiting the presidents and athletic administrations of many Big 12 schools and on-campus meetings that have culminated in a membership offer to the league that is expected to be as high as $200 million over the next 5 years. Big 12 officials are in the midst of exploring this proposal, but the league-wide support is not there. Any expansion move needs the support of a supermajority of the league's presidents and chancellors, or 12 of the 16. One Big 12 leader told Yahoo Sports over the weekend, "I'm not certain it has enough support." Another Big 12 administrator said, "We vetted Memphis when we added the other four, Houston, UCF, Cincinnati, and BYU, and chose not to add them. What has changed now?" He goes on to say that the industry has never been in a more money-hungry time. Big 12 schools are receiving roughly $1 million in additional revenue from a sponsorship with PayPal. Memphis's proposal would have increased that by at least $2 million with sponsorship commitments from UM partners. FedEx, Lowe's, AutoZone are the ones that get mentioned. Here's what Memphis proposed. Zero distribution for the final 5 years of this league's new television deal with ESPN and Fox. Add the sponsorships in excess over $150 million over 5 years. And subject itself to expulsion after 2031 if the Big 12 deems it is not adding value by that time. And they still aren't gonna get in. Memphis is literally telling the Big 12, "We will give you $150 million of sponsorships over 5 years. We will take no distributions from you. And if you feel like in 5 years that we have not brought anything to the table to your conference, you can kick us out." And the Big 12 is still saying, "Thanks, no thanks." This depresses me. This depresses me, honestly. I mean, I guess you could look, the way you could spin it is, well, somebody will take $200 million. The ACC might take $200, like they could take this and go to the ACC. They could do that. But the idea that even Memphis not literally even being able to buy its way into the Big 12 and telling this league that it can kick you out if they don't think you have enough value in 6 years, in 5 years, or whatever the case may be, it depresses me, and it makes me feel like it truly is over for Memphis. That's my take out of this. If they can't get in with this, they ain't ever getting in.
Yeah, I'm supposed there's negotiation that can still be done. I would run it by the ACC and make sure that they're not interested. SMU did the same thing, and while their deal went for, as you said, 10 years where you don't get any payment, and it would include, what, more schools that I guess you're having to take care of. So maybe they're, you know, when you've got, I guess, that many more schools, when you're bringing in another one, they may view you differently than even the Big 12 does. And you have one Big 12 administrator saying, "Well, this doesn't feel any different than when we vetted them with Cincinnati and South Florida. What's changed for them?" That was literally the quote from the Big 12 administrator. I mean, a lot's changed. Memphis has now, I mean, if we're going to say reality, this isn't make the case, but the fact that they're still saying that about you doesn't look like they're, I would think it kind of confirms what you're saying. The fact that they don't see change, the fact that they look at Memphis and still see the same thing they vetted before allowing Cincinnati and those teams, what was it, Cincy and Houston, going in Central Florida as well. The fact that they still view you the same, that's not a good sign, because many things have changed, including Memphis now having control of its own football stadium that's getting $250 million in renovations. Like, that's changed since you last got vetted. What hasn't is your market size, those kinds of things. But a lot's changed. And last year you had both programs, not one or the other, you had both programs finish in the top 25. While you didn't win a conference title, you've got both brands operating at a high level. You didn't win a conference title of football, I should say. Both brands operating at a high level. So it's not good that at least one Big 12 administrator still sees you as the same thing you were. What was that? You know, 10 plus, whatever, how many years ago that was. But I don't come away depressed. I come away saying good for Memphis. Good, and sure, this might be it in the grand scheme of things that maybe you never get in, but the fact that you were, you know, that you went out at a time where you're stretched pretty thin. Mm-hmm. Fred Smith, God rest his soul, just gave the $50 million to unlock the facilities project. You're stretched as thin as it is, and you went out and you got AutoZone, it sounds like, and FedEx and everybody to agree to try this again.
Yeah.
You know, what a, you know, And you were going to increase their PayPal deal or whatever it is by $2 million. I mean, this is a gargantuan effort, hell of an effort by Memphis, impressive effort by Ed Scott to put together. Yeah, maybe it ends up not getting you the answer you want. You still, this is what people have said about that job in the athletic director for a long time. How are you going to get him in? It's a hell of an attempt that I don't think is necessarily did. I think you can maybe work through this. It's sad that Dellinger's writing about it in the tone that, yeah, they've looked at this and it doesn't feel like it's there now, but maybe you can keep working it. Maybe you can interest the ACC, bounce this thing off people. It's blowing people's minds right now that Memphis is willing to do this. Maybe the news being out there again can open some minds, whether it's the ACC, or maybe we better take a look at that, or Big 12 folks saying, ah, Memphis has changed when they take a look.
Yeah, so since this has all come out, it's official that it will not be the Big 12. Brett Murphy says that they are not interested in adding Memphis, despite the school offering $250 million, even more than Ross Dellinger reported, $250 million in sponsorships to the league. Memphis was trying to buy way into Big 12. Yahoo first reported Memphis trying to get Big 12 invite, and then I believe there was a secondary report from Brandon Marcello, who works for CBS Sports. The Big 12's board is not interested in adding Memphis to the conference. Yeah. I mean, maybe the ACC sees that and they're like, oh, but that's what it comes down to now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's an extremely, I don't even know what the word is, sobering day that, like, Memphis went all in. Like, and I give them credit for that. I give them complete credit for that. They really did it. They said, you know what? No more waiting around. No more like hoping that if we do this, that, and the other, that they said, we're going to, this is what we can do. This is all we can do. So here we are, our cards on the table. And I give them credit for that because it obviously speaks to the importance of getting across that line. And they were told no. They were told no.
Again, Gonzaga and UConn made offers to come in, and the Big 12 turned them down as
That's
well.
True.
So
That's
it shouldn't
true.
Be surprising that they're turning down Memphis, and especially in the fact that they still look at you the same way they once did.
Yeah.
What I'd say is, in a world that's money hungry, if you're that willing to put that much money up there, man, shoot that at the ACC. And look, that's where we are. Where John's right is, this is all dried up. If the ACC says no, there's nothing to go get. You're stuck in your group of six outside the power structure, but let's be real too. Like, you tell me, because how are Sankey and the Big Ten looking at this? They looking at this as the Big 12's their equal. We've also said that that's not the case, and so this high horse that the Big 12 is on too, right? At least right now, I realize that. Well, Memphis made the offer; they want to be in the power structure. But let's be real too. It's the power structure's likely about to change as well, where it could be a power two.
Right.
And so, what looks like a great offer and how desperate was Memphis to get in today, and then, maybe at some point later, whether it's the ACC or whatever else, there is still a way in, but that's still not a part of the big system, which is going to end up being the Big Ten and the SEC anyway. I don't know. You're in an A. My point, you'd be in an ACC and a Big 12 that are secondary anyway once the breakoff
right.
we've all talked about happens. Now, that said, clearly Memphis believes it's still a pretty strong power four when you're willing to make this kind of offer to get into a Big 12 that's always turned you down, into a Big 12 that slapped you in the face every time that you've come up to them and said, we want to be like you.
Yes. Now, there was one detail in here from Dellinger that was buried. I didn't get to the bottom of this, but it's like the last paragraph. With a massive gift from FedEx coming, Memphis officials expect to share the full $20.5 million in rev share by next year. Ed's been telling everybody it's 10.5, a little better than 10.5. But now apparently there is some massive gift from FedEx coming to where they'll be able to share the full 20.5 with their athletes. But again, they were still denied. I mean, I feel for Memphis because they've literally done everything that you can do. They've gotten football to a respectable place. Basketball is the brand that it is. The money is there. The stadium renovations are there. I mean, you kind of have to wonder, like, for the stadium purposes, like, isn't this what it was all supposed to be about? And, those are coming. Those renovations are underway. And you're still being, denied like you're a vampire in Sinners. They just won't let you in, man. They just won't let you in. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they do from here. Other than just pray that the ACC takes their $250 million, which they might. I mean, they might, but it's not. I don't think it's.
I mean, is the ACC, you just got to, and I realize.
Yeah.
Baylor did a deal with you, too. So you could say, well, right. Big 12 school scheduled with you. But we know that the ACC is in a more desperate situation than the Big 12 in terms of their schools.
Yes.
Look at
yes.
As a football conference, as a basketball conference, that's even dropped off. Why would you not? And I'm going to be interested to see sort of how the Big 12 is. Does this look smart in terms of the national folks? Are they saying that, okay, just to rebuff them like this, to sort of push them away when they've got offering that much money, is it stupid? Because what the ACC folks could do is say, well, wait a minute. You know, yes, they don't look like SMU, and maybe their pockets aren't as deep, but this looks like an unbelievable commitment from those folks at FedEx or not. Maybe because of this week, this state we're in, we do need to take a look at this. Maybe the Big 12 is making a mistake. Again, Dellinger said the key thing, bro, that I think is reason to still have some hope. Now, maybe all hope's gone, maybe it's not, but and I'm not trying to be the one that keeps it there. It's money hungry. We are in a money hungry society. You keep upping that money. You know, you keep telling FedEx they can't get in, right? Forget your $200 million. Oh, we're going to up it to $2. Oh, we don't want your $250. They keep upping the money. Bro, somebody at some point is going to look. You would think somebody would listen. You would think
I know.
Somebody would listen.
I mean, I can't believe the Big 12 is not accepting Memphis given these terms. You can literally kick them out in 6 years if you don't think they bring value. Mm-hmm. And they're still saying, I mean, that's what they say about, man, perception is a bitch to change, bro. And it doesn't matter what you do. Because Memphis, I think, has done everything that they were supposed to have done. They invested in football over the last 10 years. They've hosted game day. They've been in Cotton Bowls. They've had NFL draft picks. They've got stadium renovations. They've got, you know, the academic perception of the university, right? They're a Carnegie One university now, R1 research school. Like, everything you were supposed to have done in the last 10 years, you have done it, and it just, at least to the Big 12, it's not enough right now. So I don't know. And then I think you have to ask, Jason, if, as far as the ACC, you go, but am I offering $200 million to go to the ACC? You know, because that league is on much less secure footing, you know? I mean,
yeah, but you, again, your chances there seem much higher. Just in terms of what SMU did it, they're weaker in terms of as a basketball conference right now, the Big 12. As a football conference too, it's, you know, I guess what you're saying is because you're always going to have Florida State wanting out. It's
exactly.
Going to be on weak
Clemson.
It's on weak footing.
Yeah.
But we've always talked about what it looks like after that.
Yeah.
And is that still a good existence? And what it still is better than this American that you're in. And so if you're asking me if it's worth $200, I tell you, hell yeah, it's worth $200 based on what you're in, how bad a basketball conference this is. Still a solid football conference. I tell you, yeah, it's still worth making the $200 million. Maybe you don't make the $250, John.
Yeah.
But it ain't our money. It's FedEx money.
No, I mean,
it's AutoZone
true.
Money. God bless them folks.
But does anybody
for being
want
willing
it?
To put it with their money? Who? Again, that's on them. The shout out to Hargrave and to Ed Scott on
I agree
this
with that.
On a deal this on a proposal this ambitious. Yeah, they still won't take it from you. I mean, it kind of just shows you the hypocrisy of college athletics, because SMU again just did it. Remember, SMU did it after you offered it, you know, to the Big 12 years ago to buy your way in. SMU does it with the ACC. It's viewed differently. Back then, it was all y'all taking Fred's money to buy in. You know, then it becomes business when SMU does it with the ACC. Now you're back trying to do it again with an offer that's just as ambitious, maybe more so than SMU's, and they're back to saying you don't look like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Kind of been facing that around here for years.
You know, Dwight Creisman says if they have so much money, they should join the Big 12 and use some of that money to offset the travel costs that they bemoaned. That's an
not
interesting.
Not the Big 12. You're saying
the Pac-12. 12, yeah.
Dude, we don't even have a TV contract yet that says what those teams are being paid. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, the Big 12 was the swing. Like, we'll do all these things to get into the Big 12 because it's the most stable. It's the most regionally, you know, sensical.
I think it must be the most regionally sensical. I mean, it's stable in what sense? I get that it doesn't have maybe a Florida State that's trying to get out, but it's not with the SEC and the Big 10. Their interests aren't aligned when it comes to the two top ones.
Yeah.
They're not trying to be like the Big 12. So Big 12 is really on the same ground in terms of the overall grand scheme of college, the big picture, as the ACC, because Big 10 and SEC don't view themselves like you, Big 12.
Right.
Big 12's always had an overinflated view of itself. And Sankey and those folks will tell you that.
Right.
So I don't know how much more solid ground they're on than the ACC.
Yeah.
It's same playing field, even though, yes, some of the ACC powers have made it clear they want out and maybe get their way at some point.
Yeah.
But isn't that all, at least for right now, been settled? Wasn't there news on that a few weeks ago, at least to shut them up, the Florida States and all that? Didn't they come to some agreement?
Yeah, I don't know.
To shut up for the time being?
Yeah, I think there was that. So go to the ACC.
Again, it's just as stable right now.
And if the ACC says no, then you're really screwed. It's over. For real, for real. Then you're just dead in the water. I mean, you can pay the money to be the best of the rest, but I mean, I don't know how far that gets you.
I just wonder how much different are travel costs with the ACC? That's something that would have to be. Maybe that's part of the reason why you don't have a story here about offering the money to two conferences.
Right.
Is because Ed Scott and Bill Hargrave have looked at the ACC side of things and said, logistically, that's going to cost us a lot more, especially trying to send our schools to. I mean, there are, right? Doesn't it stretch? I mean, you got some ACC schools now across this country. So,
yeah.
Perhaps that's why. But I would still do it.
But it also speaks to the absolute desperation of any team that's in a league like this. It's like, this is what Memphis is willing to do to get away from it, right? Like, and I know the Big 12 is better, but it's like, it's just the desperation of the wretchedness of the American that we have to do things that we never would have conceived before to try to get away from this thing. And not for the Pac-12, of course, because the Pac-12 isn't. It's not an autonomy conference, right? That's what we're really talking about. It's like, we got to get to that other side of the fence. We have to get
the side
to autonomy.
Where paying tens of millions of dollars in media rights deals.
Yeah.
That's where you're trying to get to.
Right.
You want that 50 and 60s
yes.
and 70 that the other schools are getting.
And
you're willing to not take it for the first five years.
That's right.
To eventually cash in on that level of money.
And get to a league that has two spots for your,
Because the truth is, if you want to know the real truth, you have a better chance of getting into a college football playoff from where you are right now. It ain't about that. It's about getting to the big money and however big it can get, and that's having to get over to the power structure and getting those big media rights deals down the line, being included that part of the pie. But John, coming into those, if you ever paid your way and got in, do you know how at the bottom of those things you would be?
Yeah.
You don't have a chance once you're in of actually competing, especially you're not taking payouts for 5 years.
No, you're right.
You're gonna get your that's how desperate Memphis is. You're going to get your head beat in
and clocked in.
Your football program's going to, you'll be bringing in some bigger schools. You're going to be getting clocked.
They did say they'd have $20.5 million, though, in this new world. They did say that they have full rev share, which could help.
Yeah, but my point is, you aren't the established brand in those conferences. They're all ahead of you. You're going to be at the bottom to start. Now, maybe to your point, you get good coaches in there. They get you. You got 20.5. They get it up there. But my point is, you have a better chance at the college football playoff in the spot that you're in right now. It shows you how desperate Memphis is to get to the quote unquote milk and honey, the promised land. Because you're making this kind of offer. You're this ambitious to get out of a place where, as of right now, you still got a better path to the college football playoff. Now, we know, obviously, that basketball side of it, it's an absolute dump.
Yep.
But this is it's a hell of an effort by Hargrave and Ed Scott.
No, it is.
Hargrave's been on this for a year, they said. It's really kind of tells you, too.
Pac-12.
If he's been meeting Hargrave, they were saying, has met with Big 12 administrators and officials. He's been working them for campaigning for like a year, maybe as far long as a year.
That would help.
And you still haven't changed how they view you,
that's
at least according to one of those administrators. Maybe in what that ain't. What I'm saying is,
it'll never change.
It's never going to change. Not with the Big 12.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're done with that.
Right.
No more.
Only hope you got.
This is like the third. This is literally the third crack at
And they
this
still
thing.
See you the same way, even with this monster offer right in front of them, dude.
They
that rivals
see you
what
the
SMU
same way.
Did with the ACC.
Absolutely.
I mean, it does.
Yep.
The SMU didn't bring these sponsorships to
That's
the ACC.
Right.
It was the 10 years of we won't take a payout.
The Big 12 sees Memphis the same way they saw Memphis 10 years ago.
So, and you worked for a year to change that as the president, campaigning and trying to wine and dine these guys, whatever you're doing behind the scenes. Man, they're still there. Well, maybe again, this offer was only going to truly be considered and looked at by an ACC.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but you got to move on, I think, from this league. Like, it's a little humiliating that this got out. I mean, it's definitely an embarrassment campaign for Memphis that this is getting leaked. by this didn't come from Memphis, as we know. This is getting leaked by Big 12 administrators who are like laughing probably right now that they tried to pay us $200 million and we said that we don't need your money. You know, I mean, it's pretty embarrassing. But I'm with you overall. The effort is commendable. It's unfortunate that it was not taken up. But we got to get to Calkins. We'll talk to him about this, get his thoughts on it, and a lot more. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to find yes. Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, columnist for the Daily Memphian, who I know would love nothing more than to rip away an obvious column from me celebrating Memphis joining the Big 12 as the sports writer of the year, even though he doesn't write about sports that much anymore. But unfortunately, not to be, it sounds like, for the Big 12, despite an impressive monetary offer. Jeff, welcome to the show. And as a Memphian and as a Memphis graduate, mm-hmm. how should one feel about this news?
I'm kind of processing it, John. On the one hand, you have to be impressed by the ambition of the offer, right? Like for, I know you, for example, have made a big deal. Like they have to do whatever they can, you know, they have to get out, right? They need, and very clearly the size of this offer, both in money and in sponsorships and in their willingness to forego TV money into the future. You know, people made such a big deal out of SMU. Look at all they were willing to do. Look at how ambitious they are. Look at how a major program operates. Well, Memphis is doing all that and more, right? So you have to be impressed by the ambition. And then it's incredibly discouraging that that level of ambition and willingness to sort of prostrate yourself before the conference. I'll do anything if you'll be my friend, and you're still rejected. So from that perspective, I think it's incredibly demoralizing. And I go back to, so why, right? Why? And I really think, and I know I have come at this from a Memphis bias, that people outside of Memphis disregard and don't understand what a factor this program could be if it were to land in their conference. And I think the ambition of this offer is more evidence of that, you know, is Memphis, given that opportunity, I really do believe could be a significant athletic player. And yet, you know, there's some taint that comes with either the history of the place with NCAA issues or, you know, the demographics of the place or who knows, that makes a place like SMU attractive and a place like Memphis not. And so from that perspective, it's kind of enraging.
Yeah, I think it's the part of the quote he has from the Big 12 administrator, and John and I talked about it. It's pretty damning in terms of what they think about you when the guy says, "What's changed now from the last time we vetted them?" Right, Cincy, UCF, Houston, BYU. Well, Memphis didn't have control of its own its own football stadium at that point. Memphis didn't have $250 million in renovations coming to that stadium. At that point, they didn't have a football and a basketball program both finishing in the top 25 at that point. So to have them still say that about you all these years later, you just wonder, are they really looking? And would they ever really look, right? I think that to me, I'm kind of, you know, with John talking about discouragingness is and sort of hearing you, that's the part I think that hurts the most, that it doesn't feel like they're even looking, because you can't say it hasn't changed, that things haven't gotten better, that Memphis hasn't put in work to make it a better situation than it was when you vetted them last time.
No, I think that's absolutely true. And so therefore then what is the reason?
Right? University what and everything you've always
Well, the Big 12 what you've the always Big 12 written about. May they if I'm going to try to paint it positively for Memphis, they may not want to go from 16 to 17 because that makes it uneven.
That's not what they said, though. They said
the comments weren't about that.
The comments were about Memphis as a candidate.
And the truth is that people just don't – the Memphis's PR is so terrible. It's awful. It's among the, like, as a city, as a university, it's just terrible PR. And that's not their fault. That's not Memphis's fault at all.
No, in a sense, you get the you wonder if
the Stephen A. Smith stuff hurt.
It's the same Stephen A. It's the same. If not, this was before Stephen A. But that the stuff that is all captured by the Stephen A. stuff, like that is an, you know, that's an issue. And I think it's the PR. Here's my question. If you have all those resources, I'm just curious, though, could you do it? Like, it's not the same. If you have all those resources, if you have those people lined up as sponsorships, if you have all that, could you not now say, okay, screw it. We're not going to give you all those resources. We're going to pour all those resources into our athletic program. We are going to have an NIL budget that blows people out of the water. We are going to have, and so we will be a factor one way or another. And then come back to us in 5 years and ask us what's changed. You know,
no, because I don't, because I feel like they feel like that's a bad investment.
I know, but if that's the only course you have, like if this path is no longer open to you, right?
I think they would shutter the athletic department.
But why?
Because
why not say,
what's
listen,
the point?
Why not say,
what's
listen, look
point?
At what UConn is doing in basketball. That seems kind of fun. Let's be as good. You know?
UConn's
let's
in the Big East.
Yes, but that's fine. You don't have to do, you don't have, Villanova's not in the Big East. Gonzaga's not in the Big East.
Villanova is in the Big East.
I'm sorry, Big East. But they're not in the Power Five. They're not in one of these.
No, Gonzaga. But Gonzaga is fine because it's a basketball-only school. It knows what it is.
It doesn't matter. If you're rich, if you have this much money, why does it matter? You're the one who told me the only thing matters is the Benjamins.
That was for college basketball.
I know, that's fine. If you've got
Memphis should throw a bunch of money at the Big East. Go make the Big East the same offer.
No, my point is, why not throw a bunch of money at your athletic program? At your athletic program.
To play in the American?
That money. Like, come on, to destroy the American, Gonzaga destroys their conference, you know? Go ahead.
Gonzaga's not spending $250 million a year to do that, though.
Yeah, you know? I'm saying you should. Well, I don't understand your objection to being the best version of yourself.
I think the reason why Memphis is willing to spend that kind of money is because they know what it means to be in an autonomy league, and they're willing.
Really, 100%.
And I think
you can't get in. You can't get in one.
And I think
so
they
exactly. Like,
and
okay,
I think
if I'm not going to do it, I'll just fold the program and go home. It's not worth having a program at all.
I think if you can't get it, I think the sobering reality is that there is a realization that if you cannot get into the other side of the fence, then it is certainly you're throwing good money at bad. Yes.
I don't think that I disagree with that. Will it accomplish the same thing as getting over the
fence?
Well,
then why haven't they done that? Why only now are we hearing about full rep share because that was buried in the story from Dellinger. Only now are we hearing about a full rep share from Ed Scott and the University of Memphis that they're joining the Big 12. They weren't talking about that last month when they were still known as just American members. You know, they've never said that. They've never said we're going to have full rep share. We're going to have all these things. You know, they've never said that. I think they're telling the Big 12 this because they want in. They have to get in. And otherwise.
I know they have to get in. We all agree with that. They're not getting in. We all agree with that. It doesn't appear they're getting in. 100%. It would be best if they would get in. I'm just wondering, why not take all of that money, all of those resources, and make yourself the best program you can on the outside, and maybe, who knows, next time you'll get in. But whatever, this is beside the point. I think it's a, you know, it's a discouraging day because in the end, as Jason points out, you're top 25 in football and basketball. You're an R1 research institution. what do you mean what has changed? What do you want? You're successful academically and you're successful athletically. What has changed? What apparently hasn't changed is anyone's willingness to get beyond the quote-unquote image, such as it is, yep, of the University of Memphis.
It's so depressing that this is like on a very molecular level, this is extremely sad to me. It's a little embarrassing. It's a little embarrassing, but more than that, it's the fact that it truly feels like the last chopper has left Saigon. and we're left.
No, and you're offering people $1 million to get on that chopper, and they're like,
it's the most lucrative offer in history.
Right.
And the Big 12 is saying, no thanks. I mean, it's
if you were to try to whatever. I mean, the truth of the matter is that this is the same thing that the NBA is dealing with when it comes to expansion, right? Is that, okay, we can take all this expansion fee, but in the end, what it means is we are going to be dividing up our money with one more person eating at the trough.
And
even if they postpone when they start eating at the trough, they will ultimately eat at the trough.
But Memphis offered, you can kick us out in 5 years. We'll take no distribution from you in 5 years, and you can kick us out at the end of the 5 years, and we'll give you $250 million. And they still said no. They still said no. It's depressing. It ain't just discouraging. It's depressing. Now, you know, maybe there are other options like the ACC, and they need the money more than the Big 12. I mean, that's possible. Maybe you go to the Big East, you throw that money at them, you say, hey, look what we got. We have more than you can imagine, you know. But, man, this was their all-in move, and the Big 12 folded, I guess. I don't know what the right analogy would be. But, yeah, it's not fun, man. It's not a fun conversation. So I appreciate you being here.
Is there any part of this that you're at least – that you are – impressed by the ambition of the University of Memphis, by the willingness to their ability to put this, to get this package together?
Of course. But that's about as the extent of it. I appreciate the effort, and I appreciate doing what you have to do to try to get out of this league, but it's just not enough, you know? And so I think that's the other part of it is like, what will be enough? And probably nothing ever. Anyway, we got to take a break. You're the best, Jeff.
Right,
Thank you, Jeff. He's Jeff Calkins, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Monday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. The Summer of 1,000 Engagements is almost over. This is your last chance. Don't wait. Save up to 40% off all diamond jewelry and engagement rings. Any purchase of $9.99 or more, you get the free diamond stud earrings. With any purchase of $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra with $24.99 or more. You can choose from the 3-carat diamond tennis bracelets on sale for just $9.99. You get a free pair of diamond stud earrings. So it's like two birds, one stone. That's the idea that Howie is making for you at RIJ. Go see him.
And he can make you deals. If you need to propose now but pay later, don't worry. He's got you covered. Many financing options can take up to 60 months to pay. It's your last chance to save up to 40% off diamond jewelry during this Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagements sale. Summer's ended. You got to get over to RIJ before it does. Hurry on in. The sale ends soon. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, 3 here locally or online at rijewelers.com.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Cox for joining us on the show. I'm sure Jeffrey and company and our man Norton Hurd, the fourth. I just saw him in the hallway. So looking forward to hearing their breakdowns of the conference situation for Memphis. It's going to do it for us. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.